LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation, welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Thursday, December 18th, 2025. Nico, another day, another model. How are you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good. Yeah, another day, another new model. Not new, but, you know, the offset. So obviously we got the Gemini 3 release earlier this month, and not to be outdone by itself per se, Gemini 3 flash releases yesterday. And the crazy part to me, and this is something that we've been talking about for a minute, the crazy part to me is that it is better than Gemini 3 Pro, like in a lot of ways, it's better than Gemini 3 Pro, but the cost on it is so infinitesimal. I mean, like it shames other model costs. That's what blew me away. Like the most, like two things, just the cost to benefit ratio of this model is definitely a glimpse into the future of like where things are going in terms of like abundance and end user capability at zero cost. And I mean, already like we're so near zero cost develop. I mean, like it pretty much is, right? You're able to use these models for free to start developing software. So we're in a zero cost development environment, and now it's just getting better. Like, I don't think that it clicks for people enough that every time you talk shit, in another month or two, you won't be able to talk shit anymore. It's the case of when you see something and you're saying to yourself, well, that's kind of all right, but it's not the greatest. You should be noting to yourself instead, oh, that's pretty cool. I'll bet you 2 to 3 months from now, it's going to be awesome. That's the attitude shift that you need to make. You need to make the shift from, oh, it's all right, but it's not that great. And, you know, it should be able to do more than what it's doing, to, oh, wow, those features are, you know, they're at an infant level. But I remember when GPT-3 was out, and now it's just magnanimously different. So I can only imagine what's going to happen to this thing. Reason I say that is because, like, I try not to buy into the hype whenever people just, because, you know, something releases and then immediately everybody, oh, game changer, and it's the greatest, and oh my gosh, this is the end of GPT. So I try not to buy into that, and instead to like do my own like sort of testing and analyses to see how things work. And like how much better they are, or if they are as good as everybody says they are. And I gotta say, Gemini 3 Flash it's extremely impressive. Why is it so impressive to me? Because it's Flash. It's a tiny model. And if you guys remember, like maybe a year ago, me and Chris were talking about the fact that small language models aren't really a thing. They weren't then. But now they're starting to creep a bit. And the amount of power that these small language models are putting out, as evidenced by Flash, is even greater than the large language models. Now, I can very much guarantee that because of the fact that Flash beat out Pro in coding and logic-based puzzles, and it even beat it on Humanity's Last Exam. Like, it's the benchmark smashing that this little guy did, and the fact that it's on par with 3 Pro, with 5.2 GPT, with 4.5 Opus, it's on par. a tiny ass model is on par with the largest Frontier models. I don't know what Flash is trained on. I would guesstimate that it's at least less than 500 billion parameters. We're talking about a model it's got to be, I mean, for a light model, it's probably less than 100, to be honest. So we're talking about something that's anywhere in the ballpark from 100 to, you know, most of the small language models, right? Like Llama, they're 8 billion parameter or 20 billion parameter. Some of the downloadable ones, they're like 80 billion parameter. So let's just play nice and say that this is 250 billion parameters, right? It's up against models that are 1.5 trillion. You get it? Like it's up against like big ass models, and it's not dwarfing them, but man, the fact that it's at the same level. And again, the cost to performance ratio on it is insane to me. The fact that you can get that level of performance at, I mean, if you guys have played around with the API for Opus and 5.2, whoo, it's, yes, Opus 4.5, way, way cheaper than Opus 4. I'll give them that much, but still, it's a little bit more than Sonnet 4.5, which if you're doing enough computation, if you're doing enough coding, my God, that burns fast. Being able to use this model at pennies on the dollar, like tenths of pennies on the dollar, for the same level of performance. I mean,
is that the main value and the main reason why, like, this three model framework is happening, where there's a super fast? I mean, that's where I guess the way that they name them differently, related to speed or size or complexity, whatever, like, help us think through, like, why is it important to have, why do they stick to this, like, three drop, like, per model, like, framework?
Well, I gotta say that at least with Google, there's a three tier system, but you have to be at, like, the maximum subscription level for the third tier, the max version of stuff. So, like, there is Google Gemini Pro Max or whatever, or Gemini Pro High, I think, something like that. So yeah, to your point, they do all have three tiers. I understand why Gemini Pro High is gated. I know that GPT doesn't like to do the same thing necessarily, and Anthropic doesn't like to do the same thing necessarily again. The idea, which of course the end users probably aren't taking into account, the idea is that you would use the lower parameter models to solve lesser problems, right? Maybe I wouldn't even say Excel formulas. Like, you, at this point, you are using, you know, genius level shit to pump out an Excel formula, even if it's like Haiku. So like Haiku or ChatGPT Fast or Gemini Fast, it's meant for, from a programming perspective, right? It's like pushing out a demo model of something or a demo app of something, like, super fast. And I'm talking about like less than 30 seconds. Is it, you know, is the quality going to be amazing? I mean, now with Gemini, yes, but generally it's all right. It's enough to go off of. If we're talking about marketing and stuff like that, typically the smaller models also mean that they stay on task a bit better than the larger models do. So larger models, you can think of it almost as overthinking a problem or over-engineering the problem, as opposed to the smaller models tend to just look straight on and take things one at a time. The medium-sized stuff is pretty much what it sounds like. It's trying to do the best of both worlds. It's trying to apply a little bit of reasoning without overthinking the problem. But once you start getting into the high level reasoning models, now we're talking about, it should be, a lot of these should be gated, but essentially the high level models, we're talking about researchers, like days upon days of researching. We're talking about, you know, almost like near full stack app development. In the case of Claude, I mean, it is actually able to quite literally go further. And the best way I can explain that is the other day I had to garner some information. And so I asked Claude if it was possible to do so. Claude couldn't directly do it, but within the chat window wrote its own Python application to then do it. Now, Haiku wouldn't have done that. Haiku would have just been like, okay, well, I can't do it, but I can give you the code. I can give you the Python for you to be able to put it together to be able to go do it on your own. So there's that limitation. I shouldn't even call it a limitation, but there's sort of that distinction between the two, that one is willing to work longer and harder than the other one as well. So it's, you know, on task, let's say, if you were to put Claude Haiku versus Sonnet versus Opus on a particularly difficult task, you could, in that order is when they would give up. Haiku would give up first, Sonnet would give up second, and Opus would probably go for hours before it actually gave up on the problem. So yeah, I would say that the difference, you know, low to high is very much related to how difficult is the problem that you're trying to solve. Is it something that's fairly minuscule and should have a very quick, easy answer? Or is it something that needs to be thought about for quite some time, right? And you can take that from, at least in GPT's terms, you can go from high-end model to answer a singular question to high-end model research or high-end model agent or high-end model whatever it is you want to do, right? Yeah, I think that's the major difference. And again, to see something, and like, so it's crazy to me because Fast doesn't, like Gemini 3 Fast doesn't have as much reasoning, nowhere near as much reasoning behind it as the other models. Well, at least at the other models at max level, right? So it is very, very interesting to me to see a post-trained model that is able to perform like that without having to have that much like reasoning behind it. It just, yeah. It kind of opens the doors. You know, the other day I said, I'm pulling everything forward by 2 years. I'm glad that I did. Cause like this kind of breakthrough is just like, okay, well, this is nuts. Like we're going to start seeing, you know, we've already gotten 5.2. I'm assuming we're going to see like chat 5.5 or something for Christmas or maybe even 6, who knows. Would they jump the gun that much just to stay ahead of the pack?
There's like, talk of Sonnet, like the next Sonnet.
I mean, Sonnet 5 would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I saw a Reddit leak post about 4.7 for Christmas.
I could see that.
We'll see. Just to like, that's the interesting part about, I guess the positive part about the how stuff works in the US, is them driving each other to just like compete. But I'm going to share my screen real quick. And cause like this conversation about which level to use just doesn't, you can see my screen. Yeah.
Yes.
Just doesn't jive with the way that I want to collaborate, right?
I was doing the exact same thing. I had like 3 up basically on my own.
And like this idea of if we've got Fast here, answers quickly, thinking solves complex problems. Pro thinks longer for advanced math and code. Mm-hmm. Like I want advanced like conversations where I don't have to like remind of everything and I know the context is coming with it. And I think that's why if we go over here to Claude, it says most capable for complex work, best for everyday tasks, fastest for quick answers. Whenever I've tried to like use the faster models, like I'm never one and done. Right. So like, as soon as it goes into a bigger conversation, I'm like, oh man, I should have used the other model. That's why it's been very hard to get out of Opus 4.5 with thinking like always on just because I know I'm very likely to have a continuing conversation where we're adding attachments and context is shifting throughout. And when I've turned that off, even thinking within Opus 4.5, it's like there's a difference in the output. So I
can fully understand that, and I know exactly where you're coming from, but I have started projectizing conversations. So to your point, like if I start with haiku or sonnet and I'm doing something, blah blah blah, and then it becomes semi-meaningful, but I'm worried about model choice, then I'll just push it into a project, like create a project for it. And then after I'm in there, just start using the other model, reference the previous conversation, and like keep it going in that regard. Cause that was one limitation that like I kept running into too, is like, okay, I don't want every problem to be solved with thinking, only because again, it might like over-engineer the answer that I need as opposed to just giving me the straight answer. So I definitely flick back and forth between having thinking on and having it off with 4.5. Oh man, Gemini is going to rip this out so quickly.
Meanwhile, I just got surprised by it'll show up when I open the screen, but yeah, this is something that like the speed, right? Like is yeah, crazy. And there's integrity here, like yeah, and this is one of those cases where like one time I Claude suggested you could make a picture. Like, all right, give it a go. Right? And it's like, okay, no. You just give me the prompt, I'll go over to Gemini and then we'll get a real picture going. So still understanding the limitations, but not to steal the thunder, but to steal the thunder. Have you seen this switch? I did not see this yesterday.
Yeah. To go from chat to code.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
And like, cause I've been working out of the IDE, anti-gravity, mm-hmm, and I can't get past a problem. Won't connect with my Google account for some reason. So all I can use is the literal IDE part and not all the fancy bells and whistles of anti-gravity.
Wow.
And so naturally, now that this is an option here, I'm going to see what this is all about at some point. Yeah, man. Speed, speed, speed in all the ways.
I gotta tell you, it is very, very refreshing. So I gave the same prompt to Gemini, Flash, and 5.2. Gemini's already done, and it looks really good for what it is. Claude is still going, and GPT hasn't even started yet. It's still in planning mode, and like serious, serious planning mode, almost like it's never going to stop planning or something.
Have you noticed the auto next steps from Claude Code?
No.
It just started yesterday.
Oh.
Where I'll show after this is done running, but basically it'll like preload the next line in the command line.
Oh, so it's like a code hint type thing.
And you can just hit enter and it was like 80% of the time I was doing that yesterday.
Right. Because it can, like, that's the thing is, if you, gosh, I don't know, because I'm not that great with this stuff, but you know, it's like if you set up a front end or something, like it's just a web UI or something like that, it's just HTML. and then like you want to go deeper than that, right? It will do that, right? And then what's interesting about it is that before it was asking, and it was saying like, hey, you did this, and you know, you want to do logins, do you want to start setting up a backend, right? And yeah, to your point, if that's now just the next thing,
and it still does that, but then it pre-selects the option that it suggests in the text above, and I'm like, yep. And I was like, first time I was like, am I really just hitting enter here? Like, is that how easy this is getting?
I mean, should it be more difficult than that?
Right.
Like, yeah. People keep
or you can tab
time about that. Like, but the job becomes too easy, or like, what's the point of learning coding or something like that? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know what the point of it is either. Like, it's weird to me because it's just something that gets in the way of the end product. To me, like, it's not something that's like, oh shit, like, it was so worth learning all this, right?
Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Christine, what's happening? Oh my gosh. Awesome individual. And
yeah, this is the learning curve, right? This is the real learning curve right now. Like, which model to use in which situation. Because the difference between, oh, let me just show somebody real quick what I mean versus let me get a working version up that's going to, follow the prompt to a T. Like, the difference between one sentence prompt outcomes and like, give me a comprehensive prompt with all of the specs and now I need you to hit them all exactly.
Right.
Right. Is when, I mean, even now, like, if the instructions are pretty good, I mean, fast, the smaller models, that's what they're designed to do, I think, is if complexity has been removed and they can remove complexity on their side, you don't have to think, like, you get out of that thinking mode where, like, no, don't think about it because then you'll get off track. I mean, again, just like humans. And this is an interesting display that we're seeing right now.
To me, it's crazy. Like, and I'm not even joking. Like, Gemini was done a while ago. Like,
yeah.
So
like, by the time I shared the screen, like,
it was pretty much right after I hit enter. I wish I was joking. It took like maybe 15 seconds and it did this. Right. Now, again, it's not as good as Opus 4.5, but like Opus 4.5 with thinking and all, right? Like, that's what it's up against in terms of like, how well did this come out by comparison?
And it's like 10, 20, maybe 100x the cost.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's the biggest thing is like, okay, you got this, but it cost you like, yeah, exactly. It cost about 100x, right? 5.2 is still going. The odds that this thing is going to be done soon. And it's not even, this is just on auto. It's not even on thinking. Like, I didn't even force it to do anything, right? So that's the thing with OpenAI is like, I applaud you guys for every time that you say that your models are just like excellent at coding. I'm not trying to say that they're not, and you know, I'm not trying to say that they're bad at it or something or whatever. It's just, I don't know. Like they really do. Like they overthink the shit out of it. They over-engineer the hell out of it. And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, GPT trying to guess what it is that you're going to want, basically, and trying to put that in ahead of time, essentially, like give you options that maybe you didn't even ask for. Even the code amount is. No, it's not. I don't think it's more than what Claude came up with, but it's definitely close. Yeah, it's definitely close. So that's the other aspect, right? For Opus to be able to push out that much code that quickly. But that was the other thing I was reading about this morning. So Claude did nearly the same thing at 1,300 lines.
Yeah.
And Gemini Fast did it in 366. Can you imagine if I give Gemini Fast like a few more things, like a few more instructions or whatever, in under 1,000 lines, I'm very sure in under 1,000, it will get to the same level as Claude Code. And that's kind of the point, really, for me, is you can get this level of complexity from this cheap model in like 1/4 or 1/6 of the time. So even the time that it took to get this from Claude, I think you could have prompted it into Flash and gotten it to the same level, right? Like, I mean, now yeah. knowing what it is, this show will end before GPT will finish. Like, this is sad. This is really sad.
Yeah. I do think, man, if OpenAI wasn't first out of the gate, they would be in serious trouble right now. I think they were first out of the gate, they've got the user base, right? Mm-hmm. And this is all in context of Google has always had the user base. So it's right. like their game to lose. But to be on the island, I don't know, it's going to be super interesting because they've kind of chosen to not niche, I think. And that's why, you know, I think that's why Anthropic is able to, they're seemingly on secure footing because of the way they've gone to market and focused on, because I remember like hearing them say like, no, we're going to focus on like coding. Like that's where we're going to be the best. And I was like, oh, I got sad about what could happen to chat. Like you're not going to keep developing like the part I like. And that's not true either. It's just like being able to prioritize in that way. It would be hard for me to pick out like what, other than being available to as many people as possible with frontier models, what is the priority for OpenAI? Like, could be the priority. That's what I've heard, said. But like, as far as output, like, does that mean they'll never have the highest quality output in any one specific domain?
I think for now, so far as I can tell, which is kind of odd because Dario was building Claude for this. But so far as I can tell, I think that GPT like excels extremely when it comes to medical and when it comes to like regulatory stuff. So like law, like legal or medical. I think it's really, really good at that. It might be really good at math too. Not entirely sure. Okay, so we went up to 492 on this. It might be really good at it. I can't say for sure.
Failed to generate, you son of a bitch.
What? No. Oh, yeah, right? All that time with GPT and still nothing. So In that time, we got basically a mimicked version of what we have in Claude with the miniature checklists, right? Got an SOP library. I didn't even ask for that.
There we go. All right. We're at time. Sorry, ChatGPT. Good effort, buddy. But until tomorrow, everybody have a great day. We'll see you then.